This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to discuss this hour. Oh, my goodness. Riots still going on, but curfews. Curfews all over the place. We had the Senate hearings, which is going to take up the majority of the hour. But I'm going to tell you, I could talk about the places that are now reopening. How about forcing the left's hand when you have rioters all over the country in practically all 50 states, pretty much violating the lockdown orders and the social distancing and all that? Oh, they wear their masks, but they're just little Antifa. They're hiding out. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. I know we're getting new listeners because my friends are out there promoting it, and then they send me notes saying, hey, Kevin, I turned your show on to somebody, and here's what they posted on Facebook about you. And you know what? That's how it starts. So I appreciate that. I really do. Because I got to tell you, we organically do a pretty decent job. I mean, we have over 500,000 people on Facebook, which should be 5 million because they haven't let me grow. In fact, we've been losing about 50 people a day for the last, I don't know, month on Facebook. And we put out a volume of material that's amazing stuff. So they're after me. I get it. But let me tell you, if they let us grow, I would have 10 million people on Facebook. That may be an exaggeration, but I know we'd have 5 million. No exaggeration. And on Twitter, we'd have probably a million plus if they just let our stuff get out. I remember when I only had, say, 5,000 people on Twitter. I could tweet something, I'd have 2,000 people. I have over 74,000 people on Twitter. I tweet something, I'm lucky to break 100. It's crazy. I'm talking about really fans like what you guys hear that come in and listen to the show every day. So listen, here's my point. So happy when you pass it along to one person, because I'm telling you, that multiplier effect is huge. That's what does it. And I'm not bragging. Look, I'm going to tell you what I think about this show. I think this is an insightful, informative, even fun show. And I think that's why you're here. So listen, there's tons to talk about. Mad Dog Mattis has opened his mouth up. We're going to do something on Mad Dog Mattis next week, because I'm going to tell you, I don't have enough time to talk to you about everything this man has done. He was a horrible Secretary of Defense. Now you hear 4-star Marine General. Look, I went to the Marine Military Academy. I trained Force Recon guys, some of the toughest guys in the world, and have nothing but respect for military. I cut my teeth on Gunny Morton, you know, Alpha Company in military school, and then continued with it in many ways. But let me tell you, Mad Dog Mattis is a dirtbag. And I'm telling you, we're trained to have a level of respect when we hear something general, you know, doctor, whatever. But let me tell you, you better do an analysis before you just jump to conclusions and go, oh, any doctor must be good. Doctors kill patients, folks, more than cops kill black people. Oh, I know. There he goes. People getting fired for things like All Lives Matter. Drew Brees catching heck because he says, I'm not going to support anybody that kneels, against America. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. Wow. Crazy. But I do want to start with these Senate hearings because I think that's a great place to start. And what you should understand about the Senate hearings is all the things that are out there and they want you to dismiss. So, for example, the undisclosed amount of money that was paid by the Clinton campaign to Fusion GPS that was then transferred to the law firm of Perkins Coie. They paid about $1.2 million to Fusion GPS for the dossier on behalf of the Clinton campaign and the DNC. We know this. The DNC has also paid an undisclosed amount of money to Fusion GPS through the law firm of Perkins Coie. And then there are other financial resources besides the Clinton campaign and the DNC other groups who paid Perkins Coie. The Obama for American campaign paid him almost $1 million between April of 2016 and August of 2017. Those are facts. Those are material facts out in public. Nobody has to even guess about this stuff. So, Fusion GPS's founder, Mary Jacoby, co-founders Tom Caton, Peter Fritsch, Glenn Simpson, and Neil King Jr. Fusion GPS was founded by Glenn Simpson and his wife, who was Mary Jacoby and all those people I just mentioned. And while producing the dossier, they also worked on two contracts for the Russian government in 2016. Just to give you some idea about how Russia comes into all of this. Natalia Veselinskaya, representing the Russian Prevazon Holding Limited, was working with Fusion GPS to help lobby Congress and the U.S. media against them. They call it the Magnitsky Act, and the U.S. federal charges of Prevazon's money laundering of $230 million. There's so many connections within this thing, it's insane. Christopher Steele, you know who he is, the British former MI6 agent, hired by Fusion GPS to work on a series of briefs that became known as the dossier. All these different folks that worked for Orbis, a name you probably haven't heard much about, they don't know who actually wrote the dossier because Nellie Orr and Edward Baumgartner were identified through testimony as two of the contributors. Edward Baumgartner was hired by Fusion GPS. He was a Russian intelligence analyst, a colleague of Nellie Orr at Vassar College. He was the lead researcher while also working for Fusion GPS on helping Prevazon defend itself against the U.S. federal charges of this $230 money laundering thing I just mentioned earlier. Nellie Orr, married to Bruce, hired to work on the dossier, previously worked as a Russian researcher for private government and government agencies, I should say. And her husband was demoted in 2017 in December after it was discovered that he hid his wife's employment with Fusion GPS, had at least two meetings with Glenn Simpson and Christopher Steele during the campaign, and he visited the White House over 40 times. That's just for starters. This is the stuff that's completely known. All these anti-Trump, pro-Hillary operatives, leftists to their rotten core, multiple connections to Russia, and the Senate's going, well, the Senate Democrats, well, I don't understand why we're bringing this back up again, because we tried to kill Donald Trump with this whole Russian collusion thing, and it didn't work, so why are we going to dig into it now? Well, we got our answers. We're digging into it because we know you were all crooked, and we'll listen to Rosenstein try to wiggle you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I believe it came from the Mueller team, but it came to me through the team that I had set up to interface with the Mueller team.
Okay, the team that you sent that interfaced with the Mueller team, did they make the conclusions that you need to be looking at Papadopoulos and all these people for colluding with Russia?
I think it's important, Senator, to recognize that one of the reasons I was very reluctant to release these documents publicly is because we investigate people who are not necessarily guilty. And so I didn't have any presumption that these folks were guilty of anything.
Did you believe they committed a crime?
I believe that there was. I understood that there was predication to investigate it. I didn't believe.
Where did that come from? Who gave you that predication?
Well, it came from information that came to me from the FBI initially.
Was it from Strzok and Page? Are those the people preparing all these documents?
I don't know who was preparing.
Were they in charge? Were they still the investigators for Mueller? Early on?
My understanding, Senator, is that Ms. Page and Mr. Strzok were working with the Mueller.
What input, if any, did they have into the information contained in the memo?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. Who provided the information in the memo?
I'm sorry, which memo are we talking
about?
The
one where you lay out the scope of the investigation.
That came through discussions between Mr. Mueller's team and...
Well, did anybody on your team recommend you look at Papadopoulos? Where did the idea that George Papadopoulos working with the Russians came from?
These matters, Senator, were already open when I arrived.
Yeah, the point is that they were open. These are the same people doing Crossfire Hurricane, and they gave you a document to sign. And here's my belief that they prepared the document, that they defined the scope of their own investigation. Is that fair to say that you were just a conduit for it?
Well, I'm relying on information that's coming out.
Yeah, well, you didn't do an independent investigation yourself, did you?
My job isn't to do the investigation.
No, so, did you do? You didn't do an. You basically relied on what they gave you. Is that fair to say?
Relied on the information that.
Yeah, just like you did with a warrant.
Correct.
Okay, so the same people that gave you the warrant application also gave you the scope investigation for Mueller.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What can you say? You got to just shake your head when you hear stuff like that. KevinJacksonShow.com. Pass it along. Let people know what it's about. Anyway, that was Lindsey Graham, who, by the way, wasn't tough on Rosenstein at all, if you ask me. He's asking him very basic questions. And I don't know if you... And we'll go through it just in a second here, but the funny part about it is if I did a job like that, I'd be fired. He says, you sent a team to interface with the Mueller team. He says, right. And he said, so I want you to just understand the scenario. Rosenstein's got a team and Mueller's got a team, and they want to have these points of demarcation. Okay, we'll interface. You give us information. Theoretically, we'll question it to make sure that whatever you end up giving us, I'm ready to sign off on. Okay, so Rosenstein's got a team and Mueller's got a team. Now, Mueller's team is made up of 100% pro-Hillary, anti-Trump folks that Rosenstein wants you to believe are above and beyond reproach. They were hand-selected, and we'll get into this. These people were picked to do this job. And they're going to give you all this good information. And Rosenstein's got a team that's also hand-selected. It is loaded with pro-Hillary, anti-Trump people. They're going to interface and make sure that the Mueller team gives them the right information so when they report it up to their boss, he can officially sign off on it and say everything's okay. But here's the problem. Many of the people that are working on both of these teams are working on Crossfire Hurricane, which is the very plot that they needed to get Donald Trump. They're trying to get Trump with this whole program. And it's the same, incestuous group. So Lindsey Graham is going, how are we finally getting to the point where you rubber stamp this report? Mueller's team provided the information. He goes, you didn't do an independent investigation, did you? And you know what Rosenstein says? No, it really wasn't my job. My team just is supposed to take it and then rubber stamp it. Well, then I would ask this question. Then why do we need you? If you're not going to investigate their information, if you're not going to, you have a team. You have the Rosenstein team. Aren't they supposed to do some sort of due diligence to say, well, where did this come from? And where did this come from? And how did we get to here? And how did we get to there? And they cover it a little bit because they talk about the lies of omission. So that's just the first step. There's a bunch of clips here, but I want to go over to Josh Hawley. Because he's the... Well, you know what? Before we do that, because we could talk about Josh's comments for an hour, let's play the one where Rosenstein answers the question of whether he would have approved it knowing what he knows now.
You signed a warrant application in June of, 2017 to get the Carter Page warrant renewed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you looked at the Horowitz report?
Yes, I have. I have it with me, Senator.
If you knew then what you know now, would you have signed the warrant application?
No, I would not.
And the reason you wouldn't have is because Mr. Horowitz found that exculpatory information was withheld from the court. Is that correct?
Among other reasons, yes.
Yeah, and somebody actually altered an email.
Correct.
Right, right. So there were 17 violations that Mr. Horowitz found, but I can't stress enough to the country that he found the most egregious of all, the dossier was the only reason the Carter Page warrant was issued to begin with. And in January 2017, the man who provided Steele with all the information told the FBI it was a bunch of garbage and they used it twice more.
There's more to that clip. I'll play it when we come back in on the next segment because I'll run out of time if I play the whole thing. But that's the case in a nutshell. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're dissecting Rosenstein, whatever he calls himself. And there's nothing here except either gross incompetence or collusion. It's one or the other. And he kept referring to his 30 years in law enforcement because that was going to give him some credibility. My 30 years in law enforcement. Those are very simple questions that Lindsey Graham asked him or explained to him. You've got forged emails. You've got missing 302s, the reports that substantiate some of this stuff. You've got 17 gross violations found by the inspector general, a guy who's on your team. He's soft-shooted. The report that the IG wrote, that Horowitz wrote, he soft-shooed all the things that happened. And Rosenstein saying, yeah, I wouldn't have done it if I knew now then what I knew now. Let me explain something to you, folks. He knew then. He knew then. 17 gross errors. Stacked deck of prosecutors who hate Trump and want to see Hillary Clinton win. They've been given their marching orders from the guy who gave out the code red. That would be Barack Obama. And this guy, who claims he's got 30 years of law enforcement, does no pushback, doesn't say, you know, this doesn't pass the smell test. And then Lindsey Graham goes on and he says, and you did it two more times. You didn't do it once. You didn't do it twice. You did it three times. Rubber stamping.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a quick and strong economic rebound is underway after getting some really good news this morning. The government is reporting businesses added 2.5 million jobs last month when most experts were fearing a big loss. The president says the best is yet to come.
The numbers are great, and this leads us on to a long period of growth
We'll have the greatest, we'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nothing close. And I think we're going to have a very good upcoming few months.
Minneapolis Councilman Jeremiah Ellison and the son of Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison is vowing to dismantle the city's police department following the death of George Floyd. Jeremiah Ellison saying how we need to dramatically rethink how to approach public safety and emergency response. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the number of coronavirus cases declines, more people are feeling comfortable getting on an airplane. American Airlines has started boosting the number of flights out of their Dallas hub to meet demand. Paul Hartsharn with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants says there needs to be more federally mandated safety measures that include sanitizing after every flight. He tells NBC News,
back before this happened, you would see a heavy cleaning at night, but in between flights, you would see people scamper on and quickly pick up the visible trash, right? Well, that world has changed.
A tropical depression is taking aim for the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Tropical depression Cristobal is picking up speed heading towards the U.S. Gulf states. And while now a depression that's expected to turn into a tropical storm sometime in mid-weekend when it will reach the U.S. and could hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds, flooding rain, high surf, and storm surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You signed a warrant application in June of, 2017 to get the Carter Page warrant renewed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you looked at the Horowitz report?
Yes, I have. I have it with me, Senator.
If you knew then what you know now, would you have signed the warrant application?
No, I would not.
And the reason you wouldn't have is because Mr. Horowitz found that exculpatory information was withheld from the court. Is that correct?
Among other reasons, yes.
Yeah, and somebody actually altered an email.
Correct.
Right, right. So there were 17 violations that Mr. Horowitz found, but I can't stress enough to the country that he found the most egregious of all, the dossier, was the only reason the Carter Page warrant was issued to begin with. And in January 2017, the man who provided Steele with all the information told the FBI it was a bunch of garbage and they used it twice more. What kind of country is this? What happens to people who do that? Did you know that? You didn't know that, did you?
No, sir.
Do you think McCabe knew that?
I hope not, Senator. I do not personally know.
Was he in charge of the investigation?
Yes, he was.
Did he ever lie to you?
Mr. McCabe, I don't believe, Senator, that there were any occasions in which I identified that he lied to me.
Okay. Did he ever say anything, looking back, that is perplexing to you?
That's a very broad question, Senator. I had a lot of
Do you think he was truthful to you?
I believed, Senator, that Mr. McCabe was not fully candid with me. He certainly wasn't forthcoming. In particular, Senator, with regard to Mr. Comey's memoranda of his interviews with the president and with regard to the FBI's suspicions about the president, Mr. McCabe did not reveal those to me for at least a week after he became acting director, despite the fact that we had repeated conversations focusing on this investigation. And for whatever reasons, Mr. McCabe was not forthcoming with me about that. He has subsequently said publicly, in public comments he's made about the investigation, that his team had been leading up to certain important decisions for some time. From my perspective, Senator, they've been conducting this investigation for, I believe, approximately 9 months.
How much did you rely on Mr. Cabe's statements to sign the warrant? How much did that factor into whether or not you thought the warrant application was accurate?
With regard to the warrant application, Senator, I wouldn't say that I relied on Mr. McCabe's statements. I certainly had an understanding of what Mr. McCabe had told me, but the document stands for itself. It's 100 pages,
right.
And I relied on what I understood to be in the application.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The document stands for itself. Well, hey, it's 100 pages. I mean, come on. Yeah. Have you looked at how thick that document is? Normal documents are like, what, 3, 4, 10 pages max? This one's 100. I'm Kevin Jackson. It's KevinJacksonShow.com. And I'm making sense of what we call liberal speak here. Because there is no, if you just translate it, this guy could, he's slick. He's slicker than snot on a doorknob. This guy, he's good. Well, I mean, come on, look at the document, Senator. It's 100 pages. I mean, I relied on the document. It's not 2 pages where they could, you know, just cut right to the chase. No, no, no. It's 100 pages of investigations by people that hated Trump and loved Hillary. And, you know, we've proven that the FBI is above reproach. We don't show bias in anything that we do, despite us saying things like, oh, let's take out the insurance policy. And you don't think he's got a possibility of winning. Oh, no, we're not going to let that happen. Yeah, despite that, we don't see anybody showing their bias in this. And, oh, you know what? In retrospect, I wish we had set up our teams to where we had more balance between liberals or leftists and conservatives. I really wish we'd done it that way. You believe any of this? Of course you don't. You know better. Liars, man. Liars to their rotten core. Josh Hawley, I thought, did the best job on this. We got a short clip of him, but it's worthy of hearing. And look, let me tell you what the Democrats did the entire time. They talked about the COVID-19 thing. They talked about the burning and looting and chaos that's going on now, but they didn't want to address this. I want to ask you a simple question. If Obama were being accused wrongly of what was going on and all this was, do you think that the Senate would be, that these guys would be dismissing it? If McConnell said, we're going to get to the bottom of who targeted Barack Obama, do you think that all Hirono and all the Durbin and all these other people would have been so cavalier, dismissive of what the FBI shenanigans were doing, what the NSA was doing, what the CIA was doing? You know the answer to that, too. Here's a Josh Hawley questioning Rosenstein.
No, the agents had a duty to verify.
Oh, so you did not have a duty to verify the information?
I had a duty.
Your name on the application.
Well, I had a duty to make sure it had been verified.
Did you rubber stamp it?
Senator, the Deputy Attorney General or the Attorney General.
Just answer my question. Did you rubber stamp? You said a second ago, Senator Creed said I didn't rubber stamp it.
If you'd like me to explain, I will. But I certainly.
But you also testified today that you didn't read it. So I'm curious.
No, I didn't say.
How is it? Would you like us to have your testimony read back to you? You said I can't say that I read it. I don't think I read every page. I mean.
Yes, I did say that. Yes.
But, okay, so you didn't rubber stamp it, but you didn't read it.
You know, Senator, I have to explain the process.
Well, I think we're familiar with the process. No, the OIG gave us the process. By the time it got to you, you had 17 critical errors, falsehoods, omissions, leading a federal court to say they have never seen anything like this and they can't trust anything else the FBI says, and you signed off on it. Let me ask you this. Who are we to hold responsible? You're saying it's not you.
No, I'm saying, Senator, that I am accountable for it. But the question is, why did it happen?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you listen to. I swear, I'm listening to that cracking up. You did not have a duty to verify the document? Did you rubber stamp it? No, I didn't rubber stamp it. He goes, well, you didn't read it. I did read it. No, you didn't. You said you didn't. I don't think I read every page, Josh Hawley repeats back to. Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't do that. So he has a document that I want to put you in the mindset of what was happening here. One of the most important things that is going on in our government, these guys want to get to the bottom of, did the Russians do this? Is there spying going on? What's all the trickeration? All the things that are supposed to be happening. And this guy tells you, I perused it. Like you would read a magazine in a dentist's office. Yeah, I kind of looked it over. I didn't go into any detail on it. And then I approved it. He rubber stamped it. And Hawley is saying, you're part of the problem. Because there were 17 gross errors. They call them critical errors. Not little ones. Not, oh, we didn't put a comma here or dot an I across a T. No, critical areas. 17 of them that led to a federal court saying, we can't trust the FBI and the guy who has oversight over all. Not only the FBI, but the NSA and the CIA and all the other clandestine agencies within the federal government. And he says, oh, yeah, I missed it. And then Holly goes, well, are you accountable? Yeah, I'm accountable. Then who do we blame? He goes on. We didn't finish the clip. He goes on. He's like, well, who do we blame? Because you're not taking blame. Yeah, I am. It was funny. What did he say at the very end? Something about I'm accountable, but what we need to ask ourselves is, why did it happen? I have a question for you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You run an organization. That organization gives you a bogus document. And you want to know, why did it happen? I can explain why it happened. You were incompetent or you were in collusion. It's one or the other. And if you were incompetent, I mean, he's quit. He at one point, Rosenstein said, well, I've been gone a year and a half now, so, you know, it's not no longer my responsibility. It's funny how these guys try to skate out of this stuff. It's his responsibility. And let me tell you why it happened. It happened because Rosenstein handpicked Mueller to go handpick a team that was laden with pro-Hillary, anti-Trump people, swamp rats of the highest order. They were given their marching orders of what to do, who to protect, and they did it to the best of their ability. And it continues because the guy that should be telling you, you know what, I completely screwed up. Why would you hire nothing but partisans? The first thing that should have happened when they looked over Mueller's team, I'm just telling you, if you're really providing oversight, is you'd say, Bob, come on. You know what the optics of this is going to be if you've got nothing but pro-Hillary people on it. But let me tell you why they only put pro-Hillary Trump haters on there. Because in order to get away with your conspiracy, you needed to vet everybody on that team to make sure they would follow the line, that they would go to the nth degree, that they all were in agreement. Trump bad, Hillary good. We can't let this go. We got to tie this to them. That is the only reason why you would do that. If you're a good team, let's say you have an ideology, you want to go green in your investments, you know what you would do? You would leave one naysayer on your team. You want to know why you don't want a bunch of yes men? Because the naysayer is going to make you sharpen your sword. He's the one that's going to question everything that you do so that you do it right. They had not a single naysayer on their team, and it was intentional. And Josh Hawley points it out. He knows exactly what's going on. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit gcnlife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at gcnlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Senator Lee.
On June 29th, 2017, you signed off on the third Pfizer renewal application. Did you read that application?
Yes.
So you, having been asked to sign off on it, you had read it. Were you aware of the multiple errors and omissions that were later discovered and disclosed by the Inspector General?
No.
Were you aware that the information provided by Christopher Steele, commonly referred to as the Steele dossier, was the basis of the assertions in the FISA application?
I believe, Senator, that some of the assertions in the application are from Steele, my understanding is, but only some.
Were you aware of the fact that the Steele dossier, which you've just acknowledged, was at least the partial basis for this, was bought and paid for by the Democratic National Committee and shared with the Hillary Clinton campaign?
I don't believe I had that detailed information at the time.
Okay, so you're being asked to do something significant you're asked as the deputy attorney general, the acting attorney general in this circumstance, to sign off on something. And yet you don't have a critical piece of information. That's a problem.
Yes, sir.
It seems to me. It's a problem, especially given that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act can be used, can be manipulated, and in fact has been abused and manipulated so as to spy on a presidential campaign, a campaign that turned out to be for the man who became the 45th president of the United States. Were you aware that the application mischaracterized Christopher Steele's past work with the FBI as a confidential human source and failed to include information from his source questioning his reliability?
No, I was not aware of that.
If you had known about these errors and omissions as of June 29, 2017, would you have signed off on it?
No.
Why not?
Senator, my understanding is that these FISA applications followed a very rigorous process and that they were accurate, that they were verified. The whole principle of having an agent sign it under oath is that you can rely on the facts.
And the whole point of having the Deputy Attorney General sign off on them was to have somebody who would be accountable to someone who was in turn accountable to the voters who could verify their accuracy. Is that right? And yet that did not happen.
I don't think that the idea is for the person who approves the filing, which is the Attorney General, the Deputy, or the National Security Assistant Attorney General, to personally verify the facts. It's to make sure the accurate process has been followed and that the document sets forth a proper basis.
Sure.
It did set forth a
proper
basis.
But surely the process isn't an ass. The process isn't there simply to provide cover to do something unlawful. The process is there, ideally, one would hope, to make sure the rule of law is respected.
Correct.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Mike Lee, congressman, or senator, rather. And he's essentially got backed Rosenstein into a corner. Because he says, you're not here, because Rosenstein plays it off. He's like, you know, look, my job isn't to go and make sure all this stuff. My job is to monitor the process. And he's saying, yeah, but the process isn't just your monitoring of the process isn't a cover for all the crap that happened under your watch. You can't just say, well, I'm just here I can believe everything they send me, and then I just rubber stamp it, because that's essentially what Hawley said of him. I'll get it out. He said he just rubber stamped it. He's like, no. And here's the other thing. He read this one. He says, I read this one. This was the third one. I read it. So let me just say this. If at any point they can find out that Rosenstein actually did know that Hillary Clinton and team had bought this dossier and so on and so forth, he's in trouble. But he's in trouble anyway. I'm not saying this is the smoking gun about him. All this says is he was either, and I've said it before on the program, the previous segment, he's either very inept or very corrupt. Because what he's effectively admitting to is, I was put here to make sure we follow process, we follow the rule of law. And what Mike Lee got him to admit is, they did not follow the rule of law. So you didn't do your job. And what happened was a complete miscarriage of justice. He's admitted this. Let's hear the rest of it. I don't know. It's quite long, but I want to hear some of it. Maybe it'll give us a little bit more insight. Because I'm telling you, this is one of these things where they better be very happy, the left, that this rioting is going on, because they would be up a creek.
Before you became the acting attorney general in this context, didn't you at some point get a sense for the politicization within the FBI, at the top level of the FBI, even beyond Jim Comey?
No.
You didn't have any sense that there was a targeting of a presidential candidate and later someone who became the president of the United States?
I did not have that impression.
What was the legal basis for appointing Robert Mueller? And didn't you become concerned at some point about the composition of Mueller's staff? Let's take, for example, Mr. Weissman. Mr. Weissman is now fundraising for Joe Biden, as is his right. Previously, he was an advocate of the Hillary Clinton campaign. And did that bother you that you had known Democratic operatives, overwhelmingly Democratic-leaning people, who were part of this team?
It would have been preferable, Senator, to have a more politically diverse group. But if they followed the rules, their political ideology wouldn't matter.
If everyone followed the rules, political ideologies wouldn't matter.
Senator, I had Bob Mueller in charge of this, and based upon that and based upon my conversations with him, I'm fairly confident that the political bias did not enter into that investigation.
At any point were you asked by any member of Congress to launch a criminal investigation of President Trump?
I don't believe so.
Getting back to the FISA application process, why didn't you urge the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to appoint an amicus curiae, given the obvious sensitivities of this investigation?
Well, Senator, I have to tell you in context, you asked me about reading the FISA. There are a lot of FISA applications that come through. Some are more significant than others. This one was unusual in that I already knew about it because of the Russia investigation. Most of the FISA applications that are presented to me, I'm the last eyes on them before they're filed to the court, and I know nothing about them. This one I actually knew a fair amount about, and they gave it to me in advance so I could review it. I'm not sure I read every page, but I was familiar with what was in it. But if you read the report, I know most people haven't seen the unredacted version, but my recollection of it, I haven't seen it for some time, is it was actually fairly persuasive. And it had already been approved three times. This was just a reauthorization.
Thank you. Now, you indicated moments ago that Mr. McCabe did not lie to you, but you also acknowledged that he was not fully candid. What's the difference?
Well, you know, lying is when you ask somebody a direct question, you get a false answer. Candor is when you're forthcoming with information that somebody needs to know. And I believe, Senator, that Mr. McCabe should have recognized that when I became acting attorney general, I needed to know about Mr. Comey's memos. He needed to understand that, and he did not tell that to me until a couple of hours before they showed up in the New York Times.
So what and when did he tell you about the Comey memos? And when should he have done that? And also, He waited for at least a week before telling you about some of the intel-related concerns. Weren't you his boss?
Correct.
And so he had an obligation to tell you.
I don't know if he had a legal obligation, Senator, but you know, my philosophy as a manager was that you have a responsibility to tell the boss things that you know they need to know.
Right.
And that's a pretty important thing that I would have needed to know.
And so that would have been regarded as material. The omission of that, had you been aware of it, probably would have been grounds for termination.
If I had asked him and he had misrepresented it, yes.
Well, I know you caught that. Rosenstein throwing McCabe under the bus. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I love this. He says, you had no sense of politicization in the FBI. No. Again, you're either the most detached and unaware person on the planet, or you're colluding. Then he asked him about his legal basis for appointing Mueller, which he didn't answer. But he says, "What did it bother you about the composition of Mueller's staff? I talked about this earlier." He says, "I would have preferred more diversity." Same thing we talk about in education. Why isn't there more ideological diversity? They didn't want it. He says if they follow the rules, political ideologies wouldn't matter. Since when do leftists follow the rules? I trusted them to follow the rules. I put Mueller in charge of it, he said. Meaning he was the most straight-laced guy on the planet. Mueller. They always say he's a Republican. Mueller's not a Republican. He's no more Republican than your dog. He asked this question. I thought it was very interesting, the answer. He says, did anybody from Congress ask you to investigate the president? And you know what his answer was? I don't believe so. Let me ask you this. Do you think if a member of Congress asked you to investigate the president that you would go, yeah, I had a couple. They alluded to it. I don't believe so. Either you do know it or you don't. And then they get into the lying versus candor. Folks, we got a brouhaha of brewing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.